Quest Audiobooks presents an unabridged recording of Bridges to Burn by Marion Todd, narrated by Helen Derbyshire. Day 1, Saturday Night. Chapter 1. The bar was jumping when Claire drew into a space outside. A group of smokers stood leaning against the stone walls, chatting as they puffed. The door was propped open, and even from inside the car, she could hear the hubbub. Detective Chief Inspector Alistair Gibson, or the DCI as she still referred to him, leaned over and kissed her softly on the lips. She smelled his cologne, felt the warmth of his body as briefly it pressed against hers. Then she drew back and gave him a smile. "Have fun," she said. "And for the love of God, don't let them tie him to a lamppost." He grinned. "Do my best." He reached for the door handle. "Don't wait up. I'll book a taxi." She watched him walk towards the bar, tall and lean, her eyes lingering as he moved. A couple of the smokers turned, following his progress until he was swallowed up by the bar crowd, now spilling onto the pavement. Claire found she was smiling. She hoped he'd have a good time. Chris, her detective sergeant, about to marry her PC Sarah, was still a bit wary of the DCI, but hopefully he'd relax after a few drinks. A burst of laughter reached her ears, and she threw the car into reverse, turning to back out of the space. Benji, her English bull terrier, was breathing hard behind the door as she put her key in the lock. She pushed the door open, and he barreled out, then raced back in, sniffing at the takeaway bag in her hand. Sometimes, and this was one of those times, she forgot the DCI had sold his own house 6 weeks earlier and moved the entire contents into Daisy Cottage, the home they'd shared for the past couple of years. Claire had always thought his house was quite sparsely furnished, but this was before the furniture van had turned up with two burly men disgorging its contents, their faces scarlet by the end of the day. She stopped for a moment, taking in the extra furniture, wondering what they would do with it all. Her eyes came to rest on the piano. Ah yes, the piano. She carried her takeaway bag through to the kitchen and took a plate from the dish rack. Benji sniffed hopefully as she spooned the curry out, and she remembered he hadn't been fed. She put down the spoon and bent to retrieve a bag of dog food from a cupboard. He began to drool as she quickly filled his bowl, setting it down on the floor. He shot her a glance, looked back at the bowl, then up at her again.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?